Welcome everybody, Shinaman 962, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Simin Resh Tesvav, the Halachas of Amein, and we are in the Halachas actually at the end of Resh Tesvav, which talks about Bracha Levatola, Bracha Shenetzricha, and so on. So we established the fact last share the stringency we saw from the Sharitzian, Meshabur Sharitzian, the stringency of saying Hashem's name in vain, whereby if it's a sofik, if somebody made a bracha or not, then it's taka also to re-say it, unless it's a deraisa, like by benching and they're full and so on. And then, of course, we mentioned one should try and get out of it as much as possible with the various different eitzah tovahs, good ideas, how to work with the various different problems which come up. We spoke about that last year, so Ayin Shem, if anybody wants to review that again. So just going further in the Mishabur and Sifkatan Chof, in the middle of Sifkat and Chaf, in our Simin Reish Tez Vav, and the Mishabura says, we mentioned this a while back, but just to chazer it over the extremity, and this is the sheet of the Mishabura. I don't know if everybody agrees with this, but this is Mishra of the this is the sheet of the Mishabura, and he brings it down from the Chayodim in the Sharitzin Chayodim. B'chlal hay in the Prima Godim, the Prima Godim Chayyam, those are big words. So he says like this, Kos v'achvarim lafilu im sfek sfek. We said, if it's a question you made a bracha not, you're not allowed to remake it unless it's a deraisa by benching and you're full. But what about sfek sfeka? If I have a double sofik, sometimes a double sofik, that helps. But he says, it's so strict, this isra of leisisa and the isra of making over a bracha when you're not sure, that even if it's, we're not sure, sfek sfeka, l'hatzrich bracha, it's have a double sofik, if I have to make a bracha. What do we mean? Going sofik ochel kazayis. I don't know if I ate a kazayis. Let's say I'm eating food, and you have to eat a kazayis of the food to make an after bracha under a 4-minute period. I have to eat a kazayis under a 4-minute period. I don't know if I ate a kazayis, right? Well, I don't know if I drank a revius or not, let's say. But let's say in the case of food, this works out better with food. I don't know if I ate a kazayis under a 4-minute period. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes. Well, I don't know if I ate a kazayis at all. So for imtim, so that's one sofik. That's one thing I'm not sure about. The imtim saloimar lo, if you'll say, good, you did not eat that kazayis, right? And we'll say you didn't eat it in the right amount of time, you didn't eat the kazayis at all, whatever, fine. But if you'll say that, but aval shema meba halacha al bria afilu pachas mekazayis mevarchim, that we know that there's a halacha, we spoke about this also in the past, if you eat a complete item, like a grape, let's say, right, eat a complete grape, complete, without breaking it or cutting it, so then it's a machloikis if you have to make an after bracha just on that grape, even though it's not a kazayis. It's called a beria. So that's a machloikis. In general, we say we don't, but you don't put yourself in such a situation. So the question is, if I ate a couple of grapes, let's say, right? I ate a few grapes, and I don't know if I ate a kazayas or not. Let's say in the case in time of grapes, I ate a few grapes. I don't know if I ate enough kazayas or not, but maybe the halacha, so that's one thing. And even if you'll tell me I did not eat enough grapes, but maybe I ate a full grape, which I did. I ate a few full grapes, so maybe the halacha is like those poskim who say, if you ate a full grape, one full grape, you have to make it after bracha. We don't Pascha like that, but maybe the halacha is like that, and maybe I ate a kazayis. So I have like a double. It's like a double whammy. It's like a double. It's called a sfek sfeka. I have two questions. Maybe I did this. Maybe I did that. So be it as it may. Even in such a case. So be it as it may, because of the fact that even though it's a double suffix, a double question, so sometimes in many cases in Allah it's much easier, but over here we're going to say, since the severity of making a bracha again in vain, and just because I'm not sure, is so strict that the Mishabur is saying, again, I've seen others don't hold like this, but Lamaisa Mishabur does bring it down, B'shem the Chayyadim and B'shem the Prima Godim, which is big words, and this is the sheet of the Mishabur, so one has to be extremely careful. That's Sfek Sfeka, even on a double question, like we just mentioned, one would not remake the bracha. Just read it inside of the Mishabur. Kosfu achronim dafilu yesh Sfek Sfeka lahatzrich bracha, even by Sfek Sfeka lahatzrich bracha, maybe I need a bracha in those cases, like we said. Going sofik ochel kazayis loy vimtim salaim loy ochel shem alocha da albria afilu pochas mekazayis even less than kazayis. Okay, afilu hachi svek sveika lahakol v'loyivrach. Even in such a case, we don't make over the bracha. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so Lemaisa, that's the bottom line over there in general. The Sefer Shana Halachas brings it down like that. Also, we read, now the Dirshu does bring down Achim Sharetzin. He says in a different Sharetzin, it's Mashma Mokim Svek Sveka, like we just said, Efsha possibly to make such a bracha from the Lecha Shlema. So, like we said, others argue. So definitely if it's a question of a Svek Sveka, where we said like this, maybe this, maybe that, also not to make a bracha, because again, it's Sofik brachas lahakol, Sofik brachas lahakol, but one should definitely do their best to try and get out of it, to try and eat something else, or whether it is eating more grapes, or whatever the case is, if they have this double Sofik, to try and get out of it and eat enough, to make sure that they eat enough, that they'll need to make a bracha achrayna, because of the fact that it's not just one Sofik, which is bad enough, but it's a double Sofik over here, which Mishabur is mashma from the Mishabur and other. Is that and he brings from Chayyad and Prima Gadim, not to remake the bracha, but since others do argue, one should be careful as much as possible to get out of the situation. Like we said, whether it is eating more grapes or eating something else, whereby they will need to make that bracha. It's a very important thing to keep in mind. In general, we try to get out of all these situations, like we've mentioned in the past. Okay, so we're going to stop over here, but that's basically sort of sums up the halachas of bracha sheni tzricha and bracha levatala as far as the general klolim go. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.